Since 1996, the Australian bishops have had clear procedures in place to assist victims of sexual abuse, to address this awful scourge, to provide counselling and to provide some voluntary compensation. In the community, there seems to be an awareness that this is not merely an issue which is confined to the Catholic Church. And as a result, when Prime Minister Julia Gillard announced a royal commission which reaches right across the community, from government and community organisations to churches, including the Catholic Church, the bishops have welcomed the announcement because we believe that it will help the concerns of victims, the efforts of the church to address the matter, to be better known, and thereby to help people to come forward and to provide healing and care for victims, and to provide clear procedures for the future, which will ensure that we have a much better way of addressing the care of our children.
And certainly the Catholic Church in Australia has indicated its intention deliberately and specifically to cooperate in the commission.
We'll cooperate willingly and fully with the Royal Commission because we believe that this is a way forward for all Australians, that the facts are emerged. We're no longer being confused by assertions of this, that or the other thing. The facts will be clear. And what is more important, when the procedures that are used by various organisations are analysed, we'll have a better base to go forward as a nation for the care of our children, which is our top priority.
Finally, Your Grace, can you just tell us a little bit about what you see as the way forward and where this will go as the church and society confronts this terrible scourge?
Since the 1980s, there was gradual awareness of the seriousness and the irremediability of sexual abuse. We believe that this Royal Commission will help the church to scrutinise our procedures more carefully, and by working with the civil authorities and providing relief and providing help for those who have suffered, that things will be on a much better footing. I think that the church has done a lot, and we've been one of the first organisations to really address this awful scourge, and we're determined to go forward to better practice, which would involve working with the authorities in matters of reporting, working with other people in the community in the matters of care, so that we can really go forward with determination.